不回家就回家。
Even I don't know whether I come back.
虽然这已经不是我的家，但是我回家。
Even there's not my home, I still return to home.
虽然我不配称你做父亲，但是我跑到你面前。
Even though I know what to call you father, I come.
现在要什么呢
？What do I want now?
开恩。
Have mercy on me.
开恩。
Have mercy on me.
Have your grace and your mercy on me.
那你的怜悯就恩典临到我吧。
这就是律法把人带到。尽头救恩给我们新的开头。
Law has brought us to the end, but then salvation brought to the beginning.
保罗说
，Paul said,
用什么办法呢
？What way do we use?
用立功之法吗
？Observing the law?
不是的。
No.
有什么可夸的呢
？There's no boasting.
是夸我们的行为吗
？The boasting are conduct.
不是的。
No.
不是用律法，不是用立功的办法。
Not the way of law or merit.
乃是用信主的办法。
The way of living in the Lord.
所以这样不是靠行为。
So not through the conduct.
乃是靠对上帝的信心。
But through the faith to God.
不是靠行为。
Not through deeds.
就不是人本的问题。
Something which is then meant
to say. 靠信主的办法。
Believing in the Lord.
这就是身份的问题。
That's God's
sin. 要转过来了。
There's a turn.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
从第一章到第三章，我们现在看出一个端倪出来了。
From the chapter 1 to chapter 3, now we see something.
上帝把整个转过来了。
God has turned the
whole thing. 人啊 ，man， 你是罪人。
You're a sinner.
外邦人是罪人。
Gentiles are sinners.
犹太人是罪人。
The Jews are sinners.
全世界人都是罪人。
The whole world is sinners.
你没有办法靠自己。
No way to defend yourself.
你说我靠你吧。
Through the law,
你没有办法靠你吧
？No way through the law,
你没有办法靠行为
；There's no way through conduct,
你没办法靠功劳
；There's no way through merit,
所以行为、律法、功劳、
merit
都没有了。
No way,
那怎么办呢
？What to do?
上帝啊
，God,
我只能靠你。
I can only depend but on you and you alone.
我只能信。
I can only believe in you.
所以全本新约这个重要的点就点出来。
So the whole New Testament is pointed out another important point.
希伯来书第六章告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter 6 says,
人非有信就第十一章第六节就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Apart from faith, man cannot be pleased by God.
这个就是整个要点的转移了。
That is a change pattern.
这样我们看见从神人本转到神本。
So we see that from man's center now turn to God's center.
第二样。
Second,
这里要把从人的功劳转成神的恩典
coming from man's merit turn to God's grace
人的功劳转成神的恩典
from man's merit turn into God's grace
这个就从人本转到神本的副产品
so this is the byproduct of man's center turn into God's center
知道一切是从神而来的
we know that all things come from God
那你就知道了不是我有功劳
that it is not because I merit
乃是神的恩典
But because of grace of God.
如果我会唱歌
If I can sing
是不是我厉害
It's because I'm good
有灵性的人说
Those are spiritual
都是神的恩典
That's God's grace
你会奉献钱
If you can make offerings
你说我厉害
I'm good
我对教会帮助很大
I have the church
有灵性的人
Those who are good spiritually
这是神的恩典
You say this is God's grace
你能服侍人
You can serve others
你说我很厉害
You say I'm good
我的功劳很大吗
Good merit
有灵性的人说
Those are spiritual
不是
No
这是神的恩典
It's God's grace
你有口才可以讲到
eloquence
你说你看我好厉害
You say I'm good
我的口才这么好
Good eloquence
不是的
No
有灵性的人说
Spiritual man
这是神的恩典
It's God's grace
我今天做了这么多的事难道不会得救吗
I've done so much thing can I not be saved
有灵性的人
Those spiritual
不是的
You say no
这是神的恩典
It's God's grace
你会弹琴
You can play the piano
你会演奏
You can perform
你会侍奉
You can serve
你会传道
You can preach the gospel
我的功劳这么大
I have such great merit
我的贡献这么大
My contribution is great
不是的
No
有灵性的人说
Spiritual man will say
这是上帝的
This God's grace
因为上帝恩典临到我
Because God's grace fallen upon me
所以给我讲道的机会
I can have opportunity to preach
我很明白这句话
I fully understand this
我从前走遍1500个教会
In the past I have traveled more than 1500 churches
跑过四大洲
And 4 continents I traveled
300多个城市
And more than 300 cities
几十个这个宗宗派
，and also tens of these denominations，
这个被欢迎的最被欢迎的传道人之一
，and one among the most welcome preachers。
直到有一天
，one day，
我在中国讲道的时候
，when I was preaching in China，
我已经讲道，要预备讲道
，I was prepared to preach，
我把讲道预备好了
，I prepared my sermons，
有10000个人要来听我讲道
，and 10,000 people gathered，
他们杀了10多条的猪。
And the cue tens of this affliction.
那是来的人都可以听到，以后呢，可以再吃了饭再听到。
So that those who come can eat and continue to listen to me.
甚至有一对的夫妇
，anybody couple，
听说唐崇荣到温州来
，heard that Stephen Tong want to come to 温州，
他们就从东北的沈阳，就用他一生的储蓄。买了机票飞下来要听我讲。
From Shenyang Northeast, they use their whole life saving to buy a ticket to come to listen.
他们等着。
They will wait.
等我来。
Waiting for me.
许多人已经听了我的录音带。
Probably a lot of people heard my tape.
听着唐崇荣来了。
And heard that Stephen Tong coming.
就从各乡村的人都来了。
From all places they came.
几千个人到那边了。
Thousands of people came.
第二天我要讲道。
The second day I was about to preach.
那天晚上。
That night.
11点半的时候。
11:30.
有当地的教会的领袖来叩我的旅馆的。
Church leader came and knocked at the door of my hotel.
唐牧师。
Reverend Tong.
很对不起。
I'm sorry.
北京公安部下令。明天你不准讲道。
The police station coming from this Beijing say that no way for you to preach tomorrow.
而且他们严格的说。
And very very seriously they say.
这是很严重的警告。
It's a very serious warning.
你不准讲道。
You cannot preach.
我们如果反抗呢
？If we go to court,
怎么办呢
？What to do now?
那么公安部的温州的支部怎么想的
？And what is the branch coming from 温州 the police station say?
他说的，你们不要违背。
Don't go against it.
因为这是高压电线。
High voltage wire.
如果这一次你违背了
，If you were to go against it,
不但你们死
，Only you die,
连我们也死。
We also die.
我说不要紧，我不要你们死。
I said never. I'd rather die.
很好的办法。
One would wait.
我不讲了。
I don't say.
那你们就不会死了。
Then you would die.
我不来害死你们
了。I won't trouble you.
我不必讲到也不要紧。
Even though I don't preach.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我的录音带一直讲了，我不必自己讲，对不对
？Because my tape continues to speak.
所以我讲不讲都在讲了。
Never mind, I speak or not. I'm not speaking.
我到处可以讲到。
I can speak anywhere.
我在中国不讲到不要紧。
Never mind, I cannot preach in China.
你们回教国家准我讲到。
The Islam country you invite me.
西方国家准我讲到。
Western nation invite me.
我的国家不准我讲到。
My own nation doesn't invite me.
这个奇怪的不得了。
Strange.
我本来早就应该死的。
Actually, I had to die early.
因为我早就有肝病了。
Because I have this liver.
但上帝留我的命，看看最后我能不能在中国讲道。
But God has given me this life, see whether I can preach in China.
到底神的能力大，或者人的能力大
？So when God's power is greater, man's power.
如果有一天
，in one day，
我死了还没有进去讲道
，I die, I cannot go into China.
在中国，千千万万的人已经听我讲道
，and thousands and thousands of people in China have heard me.
Amen. 感谢上帝。但是
，but then，
如果有一天
，if one day，
神许我站，我站在那里讲道的时候
，God allow me to preach that，
我相信不是像一千多人这样的来听我讲的
，I believe that not only 1,000 will come to me，
人数是多的不得了
，even thousands and thousands，
因为神的工作是奇妙
，because God's word is marvelous。
当我从温州后来到北京到上海两天回去的时候
，later on from 温州 I went to Beijing and Shanghai for 2 days，
深深的思想。
I thought and thought.
我更明白这个道理。
All the more I understand this.
能讲道不是我功劳。
I can preach not because of my own merit.
不是我的劳苦。
Not because of my labor.
我的牺牲。
Because of my sacrifices.
我的疲倦。
Because of my tiredness.
我根本不想这个事情。
Not all this that.
我能讲道。
That I can preach.
是神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
有机会讲道。
I have opportunity to preach.
神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
有健康讲道。
I am healthy to preach.
神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
如果神不把恩典赐下来
，If God does not give me the grace，
没有一个人可以为他做一件属灵的事。
No single one can do a spiritual work for God。
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
所以一个人灵性到一个地步的时候
，A man becomes so spiritual。
你从人本转成神本
，From man's end you turn to God's end。
你从功劳转成恩典
，From merit to grace。
如果你还停在这个教会没有我会倒下来，我的功劳这么大，你有灾祸。
If you continue to say that without me the church will fall, woe upon you。
哦，如果我没有奉献传道的没有饭。
If I do not make offering, that the preacher will go hungry.
我如果没有做主日学老师，这些孩子变成迷路的羊。
If I'm not a Sunday school teacher, these people will lose their sheep.
我如果没有弹琴，全教会都半哑巴。
If I do not play the piano, the whole church will be deaf.
如果没有领唱，他们就不懂得赞美。
If I do not lead them to sing, they cannot sing.
如果没有大声祷告，教会不能复兴。
If I do not pray loudly, the church cannot be revived.
如果不是我讲道，他们不明白真理。
If not because I preach, the church cannot understand the word of God.
撒旦叫你讲的话。
Satan said that.
你要明白。 明白，一切功劳的成分除掉
了 ，all merit to be
化成神的恩典
，to change the grace of God，
你才摸到上帝的心。
Then only you know the mind of God。
所以这里说不是立功之
人 ，is it not observing the law？
上帝不是用立功的办法来救人。
But through the way of merit, God wants to save us。
那么用什么办法
？Then what way？
用信主的办法来救人。
Believing Jesus，
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
那么立功的办法是什么办法
？Then what's the way of merit？
是异教的办法。
That is a pagan way，
是外邦人的办法。
The Gentiles way，
是那些人堕落之后产生的宗教观念的办法。
Is man after they have fallen the primitive religious way？
所以每一个宗教都有这个观念。
So in every religion there's a sense of thought，
我要好好做人。
I'm a good man，
我要有好的行为。
And well conduct，
我要修身养性。
I want to cultivate myself，
建立我的功德。
And to establish my merit，
我的功劳到了一个地步的时候
，When the merit comes to a certain measure，
我可以得救。
I then can be saved，
这是立功之法。
That's a way of merit，
这一段圣经告诉我。
This verse tells，
不是用立功。
No， not the way of merit，
是用信主之法。
The way of believing in the Lord，
信主之法跟立功之法怎么变成相对相看的名词
？The way of believing in the Lord， the way of merit， how come they contradict each other？
这是很清楚的告诉我们。
Very clearly tells us，
一个真正的信仰是绝对没有功劳的成分。
A true faith will not have any merit from us at all。
真正的信仰是废除功劳。
A true piece of faith will demolish the with all the merit。
当一个人不明白这个教训的时候
，When a person don't understand this，
他常会把上帝的恩跟人的信当作是合作才成就的救赎的工作。
He will thought that it is because of the cooperation of God's grace and man's conduct。
Cooperation or joint venture。Between the grace from God and the faith from the sinners，
那是神的恩典跟人的这个信心相合作才产生救恩。
主啊，我们来一个公司吧。
Now let's have a corporation。
我们分工合作吧。
Then we have each other。
股份50-50。
50-50。
50-50。你出恩典，我出信仰。
You give grace, I'll give faith。
如果你的恩来，我不信，你也很孤单。
If you give grace, I do not believe, then you're lonely。
如果我肯信，你不赐加恩，我也没有办法。
If I want to believe, you don't give grace, I cannot wait。所以
你出一半本钱。
Half the come of you。
你出恩典。
You have grace。
我出功劳。
I have some merit。
我出信心。
I think。
我们合作。
So we cooperate。
天人合一。
So cooperate。
神人同心。
And we work one another。
你救我，我信你；救来信去。
啊，
皆大欢喜啦！上帝拯救我，我相信他。这一段圣经都没有的。
The Bible says no，
没有的。
No，
你的信主的办法就是废除立功的办法。
Because the way to believe in Jesus means to abolish about the merit，
是用立功的办法吗？
The way of merit，
不是
，no，
是用信主的办法。
The way of belief，
所以信主就不是立功了。
So to believe in Jesus then，
立功就不是信主。
The merit means to believe。
我想从来没有一段话比这一句更清楚的把功劳跟信仰对抗。
So clearly tell the contradiction of grace and also merit。
我们到底明白圣经多少？
How much you understand the Bible？
我真奇怪，有一些神学院的老师教了几十年，还教那些错的东西。
I feel very strange because some of the teachers teach for tens of years, they say this is wrong thing。
因为圣经是这么清楚告诉我们，立功跟信仰是相对的，是相悖的事情。
Because clearly the Bible says that it's contradicting for us to have the way of grace and the way of merit。
你说究竟我要信吗？这就是我的功劳吗
？You say I want to believe this is my great merit。
信不是建立功劳。
Because to believe is not to establish merit。
信的办法就是废除功劳。
Because to believe means to abolish the merit。
那你说，请你再解释好不好
？Can you explain more？
什么叫做信主的办法就是废除功劳办法
？What does to believe in Jesus means to abolish the way of merit？
到主面前来的
，The one who comes to the Lord，
是清清楚楚知道自己一无所有。
It's clearly know that we have nothing at all。
一个到主来的人
，The one who comes to the Lord，
他清清楚楚知道自己没有功劳
，Clearly he knows he don't have anything，
毫无所有。
Nothing，
不能自己救自己。
He cannot save himself。
这是主啊，我
相信。I believe。
所以信的本身就不是功劳。
So to believe in itself is not that the merit。
那么信像什么呢
？Then what is believing？
我用两个例子来给你。
I used to illustration for you。
第一，你口渴的时候。
When you are hungry，
哇，你说我可要死了。
I'm so thirsty。
我需要水了。
I need water。
那你看见没有一滴水
？No water。
河里也干了。
And the river dry, dry,
玻璃也干了
，and also the water
管也干了
，everything is dry，
池塘也干了
，even the pond is dry。
后来发现了有一个水管还在里面滴水
，you find a pipe still dripping，
哇，你的盼望来了 然后旁边还有一个眼睛先亮起来。
Before you even drink your eyes,
我看见自来水管，在那里。你最后怎么办呢？
我的是，
你就跑到哪里去
？You go there.
喉就放那了。
And then you want to take the water.
水就，
跟着下去。So my throat.
慢慢，你舌头粘在上膛上面，慢慢分开来了。
And then later your tongue spray from your mouth.
后来你的舌头会玩耍了。
And then they can play now.
本来黏住了，已经干了。
You got stuck.
慢慢水多了以后呢？
When you more water,
你精力就生出来了。
Now you have even your
eyes. 你的精神恢复了。
Now your spirit.
你眼睛更亮了。
Your eyes even wide open.
整个人活下来了。
You now live.
你在感谢上。
You say praise the Lord.
我活了。
And now.
为什么呢？
Why?
我会得救。
I can.
因为我口这样。
Because I open my mouth,
我才会得救。
Then I can be saved.
这个就是我的信心。
This is my faith. You say.
所以你开口叫做信心。
You open your mouth. That's called your faith.
我开口，这就是我的功劳。
I open my mouth, and that's my merit.
我想问你啊。
And I ask you.
你开口如果不在水的下面开口，你向什么地方开，有什么功劳呢？
I tell you, if you open a mountain under the water, or you open anywhere, it's any merit at all.
你开的比猴子的头更大。
You open where, and that's your merit.
开三天三夜。
You open for 3 days and 3 nights.
结果呢，给太阳晒到口更干。
And because of the sun, you get more dry.
所以你怎么开口也不是功劳。
No matter how, why you open your mouth, that's not your merit.
你说好了，不是功劳，算了。
You say never mind that.
但最少这一个自来水管是功劳。
At least this pipe is the man.
这个自来水管把水带到这里。
Because this pipe bring the water to me. That's the merit.
好，所以你说有这个水管，我这样就可以了。
Because there's a pipe, I open my mouth and that's the problem.
你放在那边。
You put it there.
自来水管在上面。
And the pipe is there.
水不来。
The water doesn't come.
你在自来水管那边开。
There you open your mouth.
开了几天几夜。
3 days and 3 nights,
结果很想把水管吞进去。
So you want to swallow even the pipe?
你还没有办法。
No way.
所以我告诉你
，I tell you,
这两件事啊
，these two things,
就是我们所看的事情。
That's what we see.
我做了什么
？What have I done?
什么道管把水带到我这里
？What channel will bring water to me?
这些都不是重要的。
These are not important.
重要的水的本身。
Water itself,
生命的本体
，life itself。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，I give a sister，
传道人算什么
？What's your faith？
传道人像一个道管一样
，like a pipe。
你的信仰像什么
？What's your faith？
像打开的口一样
，I open your mouth。
一个饿肚子的人
，Born with hunger，
打开他的口
，Open his mouth，
就为他饱满。
Would he be filled？
不会的
，No。
一个饥渴的人
，What is thirst？
干渴的人
，What is thirst？
打开他的口
，He opened his mouth，
可以得着解决。
Would he be quenched？
不能得着解决
，No。
所以这就告诉我们，不是立功之法。
So this but tell us not through the will merit，
乃是用信主之法。
The will believe。
你说信就是功吗
？You say believing is merit？
哦
，No。
信就是向神打开我的口。显明我已经没有办法，除了他供应。
Believing you open your mouth to God, believing that you have no way and He would have mercy on you.
信就像沉在海里快要死的人，他伸出手来要人救他。
To believe meaning that you are one which you will drown in the sea, you will stretch your arm to be saved.
救命啊！
Save me.
当你手伸出来的时候，
When you stretch your arm,
你伸到多久都不会活的。
How long that is stretched, you cannot save you.
除非有另外一个手从上面把你拉起来，你才会。
Unless there's an arm to save you from above.
上面这个手
that arm from above
叫做恩典
called grace.
下面这个手
that arm from above
叫做信心。上帝的恩典临到那些信他的人。
God's grace come upon those who believe in Him.
你说主啊，让我相信你。
I believe in you.
这不是功劳。
It's not merit.
这你知道你没有功劳。
You know there's no merit.
你知道你没有办法。
No way.
你需要上面的信，上面的恩典。
You need grace from above.
所以你向上帝打开你的心门，
所以
叫做信心。
Open your heart and just have faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹， My dear brothers,
我讲了这么长，
I've
been 刚刚解释一句话吧。
I only but expound only one statement.
但是我相信你看下去很容易明白。
I believe when you read continually understand better.
我们大家注意来看这一节圣经。
This verse that we read.
第27节，我读，你们读第28节。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的，用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。28节，所以我们看定了，
人称义是因着信，
不在乎遵行律法。明白了？
You understand now?
现在明白了？
You understand now?
好，再看第29节，一、二、三， 难道上帝只做犹太人的神吗？不也是做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。好，我要先解释，然后再读下去。
Now, I start first before I continue.
那保罗把这个原则讲清楚了以后，
I start clearly this principle.
他就马上把全世界的图画再摆出来一次。
Then he plays the whole picture of the world now.
这个图画是什么呢？
What is the picture?
犹太人，
the Jews,
外邦人，
the Gentiles.
这一种，
this
跟万族。犹太人是选民，
the Jews are elect，
万民中间被选出来
的。Elect of all nations，
犹太人之外是万民。
And other than Jews are the all nations，
犹太人是轻看的外邦人。
The one that the Jews despise。
那么上帝到底是谁的上帝呢？
And who is God? Is God？
犹太人说以色列的上帝耶和华。
And the Jews said that the God of Israel。
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And the God of Abraham and Isaac。
万军的耶和华。
And the God of hosts。
你是我列祖的上帝。
You are the God of my ancestors。
犹太人说上帝是他的上帝。
The Jews said that God is their God。
那么上帝对这个保罗说。
And God will tell Paul。
我要你做外邦人的光。
I want you to the light of the Gentiles。
差遣你做外邦人的使
徒。I'm sending you to the apostle of the Gentiles。
你要到普天下去传福音给万民听。
That you go to the whole world preach all nations。
所以这一个外邦使徒就开始为外邦人讲话。
So the apostle of the Gentiles will now speak on behalf of the Gentiles。
先指着外邦人的罪。
He will serve first point to the sin of Gentiles。
后来指着犹太人的罪。
Then point to the sin of Jews。
又总挂起来全世界人都犯了罪，亏欠上帝。
Then we see the whole world is against God.
那么现在他转过来，
Now he turned.
他说难道上帝只做犹太人的上帝？
Does he mean that God's only point to Jews?
上帝岂不做外邦人的上帝？
Does he mean that God is not the God of Gentiles?
是的，
yes.
上帝也做外邦人的上帝。
Also the God of Gentiles.
哦，这个观念就回到原先的计划里面了。
So that it comes to the original plan.
为什么说回到原先的计划？
What do you mean going to the original plan?
因为律法不是原先的计划。
Because law is the original plan.
律法是要告诉一个民族，上帝对前面的要求，人是没有办法遵循。
The law is what is to tell one nation saying that the demand of God for all nations men cannot meet.
那就让这个民族先做榜样，回到上帝的面前。又是外邦人可以效仿他们一同回到上帝。
So this nation become the example for the Gentiles to go back to God, and all nations will come back to God.
谁知道律法赐给以色列人之后，以色列人变成骄傲，变成轻看其他外邦所有的民族。
But then what happened is that the law has given to the Jews, they had the laws and despised all other nations without the law.
那就审判全地的上帝。
When God will judge mankind,
the God who is going to judge over all mankind.Is God who is going to save all mankind too?
那要审判世人的，也是要拯救世人的神。
当犹太人把上帝垄断的时候，
But when the Jew monopolized God,
当犹太人轻看万族的时候，
Despise all the great nations,
耶稣基督到犹太人中间来，
Christ Jesus come among the Jews,
受犹太人的审判，
And the judgment of the Jews,
犹太地被杀，
And also in the Jewish nation,
钉在十字架上，
The condemnation of the
cross, 耶稣基督复活了以后，
And after the resurrection,
他吩咐他的门徒，
And he told his disciples,
从耶路撒冷，
From Jerusalem,
犹太全地，
Judea,
撒玛利亚，直到万邦，
until all nations,
地基，
to the end of the world,
就是他的见证，
to be my witnesses.
所以这个预备已经好了。
Now it's been prepared.
上帝不单是犹太人的上帝，
God not only is the God of the Jews,
上帝也是外邦人的上帝。
But also the God of the Gentiles.
上帝既然也是外邦的上帝，
since God is God also of the Gentiles,
所以信主的办法，
so the way of believing,
就跟遵循律法的办法不一样。
It's different from the way of the law.
因为人以为遵循律法的时候，
because men thought that they have observed the law,
就想他们有功劳。
They thought they have
merit. 上帝现在废除立功之法。
God abolished the way of the law.
上帝用立信主之法。
But through the way of believing,
信主之法就不可能再被犹太人垄断了。
Then the way of believing will not be monopolized by the Jews now.
外邦人没有律法。
The Gentiles have no law.
但他们可以信。
But they can believe.
犹太人有律法。
The Jews have no law.
他们也可以信。
They also can believe.
这样就变成两种人都可以信主。
So two groups of people can believe.
犹太人可以信主，外邦人也可以信。
The Jews can believe. The Gentiles can believe.
那么这些人都叫做信主的人。
So all these are called the believers.
好，我现在问你，你们是不是信主的人啊？
Are you the believers?
是不是？
Are you the believers?
是的，举手。是信主的人举手，你是不是犹太人啊？你大概信犹的，是不是呢？不是吧？你是不是犹太人？
啊，犹
是。犹太人举手。
The Jews raise hand.
没有人敢举手，有人啪啪就放下去。
No one dare raise hand.
那你是不是外邦人啊？
Are you Gentiles?
是不是啊？
Are you Gentiles?
外邦人举手。
Gentiles raise hands.
那么其他什么中邦啊？你是不是外邦？你是外邦人。
You are Gentile.
他不是犹太人。
I'm not a Jew.
我不是犹太人。
I'm not a Jew.
你不是犹太人。
You are a Jew.
我们是外邦人。
We are Gentile.
那么犹太人遵行律法。
So the Jews observe the law.
因为他有功劳。
They thought that they had a merit.
上帝说不是不是。
God said no.
我不用立功之法。
Not through the way of merit.
那是人本的。
That's man-centered.
我的办法是什么
？My way is.
是什么？神本的。
God-centered.
你是立功之法是人本。
Merit is man-centered. 神本。
你是用立功的办法。
You through the way of merit.
我要的是神恩典的
办法。What I want is God's grace.
神恩典用信心。
Through faith.
你立功用行为。
Merit through conduct.
信上帝靠着神的恩典。
To believe in God through the grace of God.
立功劳靠着遵行律法。
Merit through the observing the law.
行律法，对不对
？Is it good to do?
没有办法。
No way.
没有办法。
No way.
那怎么办呢？
我信呢。
那么没有律法怎么信呢？
Without the law, how can you believe?
没有律法可以信。
You can believe.
那么没有律法怎么行呢
？How do you do without the law?
没有律法不能行律法的事。
So when you cannot do the law,
没有律法能信上帝。
But you can believe in Jesus.
所以叫上帝不但做了犹太的上帝
，Not only God is God of Jews,
上帝也做了外邦的上帝
，Also the God of Gentiles.
因为不是在行律法的功劳上建立救恩。
So we do not establish salvation through the merit by observing the laws.
乃是用信主的办法里面建立救赎的果效。
But through the result of redemption by believing in the Lord.
像我们没有律法。
So we have no law.
我们没有不能遵行律法。
We cannot observe the laws.
但是我们可以来到上帝面前。
But we can come to the Lord.
用信心接受他的恩典。
Using our faith to believe to receive His grace.
这就是这一段圣经的意思。
That's the meaning of this.
上帝不但是犹太人上帝。
God not only is the God of the Gentiles.
上帝也是外邦人。
Not only God is the God of Jews, but also God of Gentiles.
一二三，上帝不单做了犹太人上帝，上帝也是外邦人的上帝。那么这样，上帝就可以用这个新的办法拯救所有有罪的人。
So God can use this new way to save all sinners.
世人都犯了罪。
All men have sinned.
犹太人犯罪之后，神赐下律法。
The Jew would have sinned, God has given the law.
外邦人犯罪之后不明白律法。
The Gentile would have sinned, they don't understand the law.
犹太人有了律法，没有办法行出来。
The Jews have law, but they can't do it.
外邦人没有律法，他们也不知道怎么行出来。
And the Gentile have no law, and they also do not know how to observe.
没有律法的行不出来。
Without the law, they cannot do it.
有律法的也行不出来。
With the law also, they cannot do it.
上帝说
，God said,
不用功劳。
Not
不用行立法
not to observe
不用行为
not to conduct
不用人本的办法
not to man sentiment
我给你新的办法
I give a new way
信主之法神本的办法恩典的办法神自己做的功课
God's own way
你们信他
you believe in him?
所以犹太人可以不可以信呢
can the Jews believe
可以信
yes
外邦人可以不可以信呢
can the Gentiles believe
也可以信
yes
不同的地方在哪
what's the difference
犹太人有了立法
the Jews have to live alone
试试看行了行为
They want to try their conduct.
后来加上信
And then they add their faith.
外邦人呢
The Gentiles.
只有信
They only have faith.
但是从来没有行为的功劳
Never have a merit of God.
哪里好
laws, Which better?
哪里好 两个都有最好吗因为有信心没有行为是死的吗对不对
Because of faith without it is dead.
你是感谢主我是外邦人有信就好了不必行为啊。
So praise the Lord because I'm a Gentile, I have faith that's good enough without the laws.
这样简单这么方便 Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Such a simple way, praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
那这就是因信称义的道理一误解就害死许多人的
人。That's called doctrine of justification by faith. If you misunderstand, you will kill many people.
请你注意啊。
Be careful.
犹太人尽心要行律法。结果信
The Jews who hardly want to observe the law was there's no way
后来如果他们真明白了就信耶稣他就得
If they truly understand they believe in Jesus they will save
是不是信加上行
Is it faith at
不是
Actually no
是不行需要信
Because they cannot do it
不是信加上行
Not they have the contact and then add the faith
那么信以后
After they believe
要不要有好的行为呢
Do they have good
要不要啊
Must they have good
要
Yes
这跟他有行为靠做行为讨上帝那是不同的
So that's the difference of those who want to depend on contact to have contact and doing contact
那么外邦人信以后
The Gentile after they believe
就也感谢主不必行立法
First Lord would rather
observe
the laws 不是 No
他应当照着信基督新生命产生的新生活超越律法
It must be because they believe in Jesus they have a new life they produce this way of life with the better laws.
所以耶稣基督对门徒说，
So Jesus told the disciples,
你们的义如果不超过法利赛人的义，你就万万不能进天国。
If your righteousness does not transcend the righteousness of the Pharisee, you cannot go and enter into heaven.
这样是谁告诉你基督徒不需要行为？
So who then tells the Christian does not must not have good works?
那是错误的教训。
That's a wrong teaching.
那最先我得救不是靠行为。
But originally, when I'm saved, it's not through conduct.
这就是靠信心。
But through faith.
信心不是功劳。
Faith is not merit.
信心不是立功，而是废功。
Because this faith does not establish merit, but abolish merit.
信心的本身就承认我没有功，所以需要耶稣基督。
Faith is only to acknowledge that I have no merit.
所以上帝借着信使人成义。
So God through faith justifies.
他不偏待。
He
犹太人有了律法，但是他们借着信到上帝面前的人就称义。
The Jews when they have law, but through faith they come to God and they are saved.
外邦人没有律法，他们借着信到上帝面前也称义。
The Gentiles do not have the laws, but yet through faith they come to God and they are justified too.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
犹太人有了律法。
The Jews have the laws.
他们不要靠律法。
They do not depend on the
law. 他们借着信到上帝面前。
But through faith they come to God.
他们得救。
They are saved.
外邦人没有律法，
the Gentiles without the law,
他们不能靠律法，
they cannot depend on law,
他们借着信到上帝面前，他们也得救。
Faith they come to God, they are saved.
上帝称有律法而信的人为义。
So God calls those of the law, but then through faith are justified.
也称没有律法而信的人为义。
So God also justified those without the law, but believe me.
这样总原则就出来了。
Then the principle now comes.
是信使我们称义。
It is faith that justifies.
信使我们得救。
Faith that saves.
不是律法。
Not through.
不是行为。
Not through conduct.
不是功劳。
Not through merit.
不是有律法或者没有律法。
Not whether you have law or not.
神是公义的。
God is the righteous.
因为他称信他的为义。
Because he justified those who believe in him.
信他的人。
Those who believe in him.
有些在犹太中间。
Some are in the Jews.
有些在外邦。
Some are the Gentiles.
有些是有律法的知识。
Some with the
law. 有些从来没有律法的知识。
Some without knowledge of law.
这两种不同的人。
But these two categories.
有个相同的地方。
They have one similarity.
他们都是信主的人。
They believe in Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
不是立功之法。
Not through the way of merit.
但有信主之法。
But believing in Jesus.
现在你再读，你就更明白了。
Now, all the more you understand when you read.
我们再从第二十七节
，verse 27, one more time.
一直读下去。
Continue.
一二三，即使
是这样，
哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有理由？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们判定了，人称义是因着信。不在乎遵行律法，难道上帝是做犹太人的上帝，不也是做外邦人的上帝？是的，也做外邦人的上帝。上帝既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样，我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是。更是坚固律法。那么现在保罗就把律法跟割礼连在一起谈了。
Now Paul has come together, put together this law and circumcision.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
凡受割礼的都是亚伯拉罕的后代。
Those who are circumcised are the descendants of Abraham.
你说真的吗？
Is that true?
他是亚伯拉罕哪种后代呢？
Abraham, what kind of descendant?
亚伯拉罕肉身的后代。
That's the descendant coming from flesh.
亚伯拉罕有几种后代呢？
How many descendants?
亚伯拉罕有两种后代。
Two kinds.
第一种
first,
是肉身的后代
and descendant comes from flesh.
第二种
the second,
是信心的后代
and also descendant by faith.
因为亚伯拉罕不但是犹太人之父
so Abraham only is the father of Jews.
亚伯拉罕更是信心什么信心之父对不对
the father of the faithful one.
所以这里就看到了两种的后代
so two descendants.
肉身的后代
百岁，
他是星星的后代，
百岁，
这陆生做亚伯兰的后代，
都是啊，哎，那个生的百
岁，都是受了律法
，they have the law，
这陆生做亚伯兰的后代，
都是啊，这生的
都有一个特别的记号
，they have a special sign，
是受隔离
，they have circumcised，
亚伯兰的后代。
Abraham,
孩子生出来
after they been born,
第八天的时候
day,
就要行隔离
must be circumcised,
身上有印证
and there's a sign,
证明他真是亚伯兰的后代
to prove that they are descended of Abraham
就叫做受隔离
circumcised,
这些就是以色列
that's called Israel,
他们有律法
they have a law,
又有隔离
the circumcised,
有肉身的印记
The sign of the flesh.
但是今天圣经要告诉我们是什么呢
？But then the Bible wants to tell today.
如果有人不受隔离
，anyone who is circumcised，
从肉身来说
，from the flesh，
他不是亚伯兰的后代。
He is not descended of Abraham.
但如果他有信心来说
，if he is by faith，
他是亚伯兰后代。
He is Abraham's descendant.
亚伯兰是信心之父，你明白吗
？Because Abraham is the father of faith.
感谢上帝。所以我们今天是借着什么成为亚伯兰的后代
through what they call the seed of Abraham
我们借着什么印记证明我们是亚伯兰的后代
what kind of seal that we can be called the descendant of Abraham
我们没有受割
礼
我们没有遵行律法
we don't observe the law
从肉身来说
from the flesh
我们不是亚伯兰后代
we're not Abraham descendant
亚伯拉罕是信心之父
but Abraham is the father of seed of the faith
或者这句话言论可以翻译信者之父
the father of the believers
the fatherOf the believers,
那是信者之父。
Are we believers?
我们是信的人。
Yes,
是的。
Abraham was delighted by God.
神喜悦亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was justified by God.
神称他为义。
Simply because he has faith in Him.
那乃是他对神有信心。
Now,
现在。
We have faith in Him too.
我们同样对神有信心。
We will surely be justified.
同样我们会被称义。
Because our God is God of justice.
因为神是公义的神
He will justify those who have faith in him
那对他有信心的神要称我们为义
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
So no matter you have been circumcised or not
无论你受割礼不受割礼
But you have faith in him
你对他有信心
Either you are circumcised or you are not circumcised
无论你受割礼或是不受割礼的
All surely be justified
都能够被他称为义
感谢上帝你就明白这句话的意思
so understand what do you mean by this
最后一点
the last point
今天我们不讲
we are not talking
因为这个要花一段的时间来讲
we'll spend some time on that
这样的话
then
那没有律法不是一样了吗
is it the same without the law
不受割礼也一样了吗
will be the same now
那基督徒就废除律法了吗
the Christian today abolish the law
我们的信仰是废除律法的吗
our faith has abolished the law
这危机太大了
这
个不是侮辱上帝吗
That's the insult God
因为律法也是上帝赐下的
Because law is given by God
难道我们一信耶稣就侮辱上帝赐下律法
Does it mean to say that when you become Christian we insult God has given the law
下个礼拜
Next week
我们继续讲一个很重要很重要的
We'll continue to preach on something which is important
愿上帝赐福给我们
May God bless us
我们大家站起来
It's all right